Greetings again this evening in the lovely name of Jesus. Happy to be here again and appreciated our stay today and the warm fellowship and hospitality. Lord bless you for that. Appreciated this devotional, and I'll say I appreciated those songs. The last one especially I felt was geared toward what we want to talk about tonight. But it says here, what Brother Harry read, that they were little children. We might say they were innocent. But evidently God didn't think they were innocent, because he had two she-bears come out. You know, respect. Raising respectful A Respectful Family, I think the title I got was Raising a Respectful Family in a Disrespectful Society. And certainly that's true. And unfortunately, sometimes rubs off on us in the church from the world. We have to be careful. Very careful. Go with me to Genesis chapter 4. As I thought of respect, disrespect, here in Genesis chapter 4, in verse 3, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel's and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth and said, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. God is concerned about what we respect. Here, these two men, I believe, knew what they were supposed to do. I believe they knew what offering they were supposed to bring, because they both brought an offering. But God had respect unto Abel's, but Cain he didn't. And Cain was upset about that. He became angry. And God told him, if you do well, I'll bless you. And that's the essence today. You know, disrespect, such as Cain had, led him to what? Murder. And I believe it's our responsibility as parents to teach our children respect. God felt it necessary to discipline these children by two she-bears. I got close to a bear. I wasn't aware of what the bear was doing. He was eating dinner, and I won't tell you what he was eating, but I got too close to him. I wanted to take a picture, and he turned around and sat on his dinner and started moving his paws like, come on in. I started backing away. I realized I was too close, and I got out of there. These bears, I agree with what Harry said. I thought 2 years ago that he killed these children, but I don't believe he did. I think he tore them. How bad, I don't know. Doesn't tell us all of that, but my point is that I believe we as parents are responsible to teach our children respect. Respect for other people, and I'll talk more about it, but You know, there are handicapped children. There are children that are different. There are people who are different. And evidently, these children thought this man who was bald-headed looked funny, and so they made fun of him. That is disrespectful. As parents, well, I should say as all of us, I think something that's disrespectful is when an usher is bringing you up the aisle to set you in a seat, and you sneak in back behind someplace, and the usher standing there looking, where did he go? I think that's disrespectful. I think we as parents need to learn that. And as we do it, we teach our children. We live in a disrespectful society. You may ask, what does respect have to do with the gospel? It has a lot to do with the gospel. We are to live the gospel, and respect is part of that. As we respect others, as we respect God, I think I touched on that this morning, at least to a degree. As we respect God, then we will respect others. It has much to do with the gospel, because the testimony we leave through our respect or disrespect affects the success of our testimony of Christ. People are watching. They are looking. The respectful or disrespectful tenor of our homes can invite or repulse the true seeker for Christ. People observe us. People observe our children. And I've had parents tell me they go to the grocery store, and I've heard it, and they comment about how respectful their children are. I've seen parents in grocery stores totally frustrated, not only grocery stores, department stores, and they don't know what to do. They make threats, and they do all kinds of things. But I wonder, what do they do at home? I think discipline needs to be carried out in a loving way when our children are disrespectful. One thing that I would not tolerate was that our 7 children were not allowed to be disrespectful to their mother. And they learned that very quickly, either by discipline or by example of the others. Being respectful is very important in the home, and that's where it begins. It begins in our homes. And I believe that God gave us children to teach them, to help them, to nurture them, to be respectable people. We live in a very disrespectful age, whether it be for authority in the form of parental, church, school, civil. And this is a normal result, I believe, of selfishness that afflicts our world today. Selfishness. The call today from society is for self to express itself. Just express yourself, you know. And I'm afraid it's going to the point where expression is going to get sinful and immoral. But that's the society we live in. No respect for one's body. No respect for anyone else. No shame, which tells me there's no respect for God. But it's the world we live in. And so, as I said earlier, it's said that society's weaknesses reach into the church, into our home sometimes. Respect. Bible says we're to esteem others better than ourselves. Do you like to do that? That's a real test. Esteem others better than yourselves. The Bible says we're not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, but to think soberly and righteously. And that's true. But we are to respect others. What does respect mean? It means to honor. It means approval, esteem, reverence, regard, consider. You know, I think of these children that Brother Harry mentioned. If they would have considered what they were doing, they wouldn't have done it. And sometimes you get a group of young people together, and what one don't think of, the other will. And they do things really without thinking. And then they have to live with regrets. Why did I ever do that? Disrespect. Respectful, courteous, polite, well-behaved, compliant, submissive. They sound like good words, and they are good words. But it's easier said than done. I have seen tremendous respect since I've been here from young people, and I say, the Lord bless you for that. Respect for others. It's something that needs to be taught. 1 Peter chapter 2, I'm going to look at a few scriptures. First Peter chapter 2 and verse 17 and 18. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy of a man for conscience sake, toward God, endure grief, suffering, wrong, whatever. Respect. I don't know. I wonder sometimes where we've missed it. When I was growing up and I worked for an employer, I would go to him and ask him, can I have off a certain day? And if he said yes, okay. And if he said no, okay. I'm a little bit surprised at what I see today. They don't come and ask, they come and say, I'm taking off Thursday. I think that's disrespectful. And I think we need to respect our employers. I think we should ask. I grew up in a different generation, I guess, but I respected my boss. I learned a lot from him that I appreciate today. He was a man who could come, and I was a shop foreman. And so when something happened, he came to me. And I remember on one occasion he came and he left me have it all. It took about 2 minutes. And when he was done, he walked away. And you know, my flesh said, can I respect that? My spirit said, you have to reflect, not my spirit. The Holy Spirit said, you must respect him. But you know what I learned? He came back 5 minutes later. And he asked me about something, and he was as nice as could be. You would have never known that he chewed me out 5 minutes before. I respected that. And I've tried to learn to do that in respecting our children, in discipline. When they need to be disciplined, we discipline. And then we love them. The discipline's over. We need to love them just like we would love them any other time. We need to respect our children if we want them to respect us. It's a two-way street, but I know as parents, we need to teach it by precept and example. And we'll get to that. 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. You know, our Sunday school lesson this morning was a very good basis and thoughts along this line. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, and that is their conduct. I'm amazed at some wives, and I think it's proper. They respect their husbands as unrespectful as they are. They respect their husbands. I sometimes wonder, how do they do it? How do they do it? But I've seen it in husband-wife relationships where the wife respects the husband who does not deserve respect by way of the flesh is thinking, but by way God's thinking, yes. And I've seen it work. I've seen it win their husbands. It's not hard. It's not easy to do. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Dropping down to verse 7, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. In Ephesians chapter 6, we have the account of children. First three verses, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. I had a brother-in-law who at the age of, I think, 24, he became paralyzed. For no unreason, every year and a half, he would have a stroke, and he'd get worse and worse, married with one child. And finally, he couldn't talk. He was totally paralyzed. We communicated with him by him moving his eyes up and down, or moving his head, no. But he could not talk. And I was really burdened for him. I talked with him one Sunday afternoon, and we had to use the vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, and go from there to try to get to understand what he's saying. And I spent that afternoon with him, and I wanted to know. I said, I actually asked him, did you curse your parents? Did you disrespect your parents? And I knew there was some of that, but how much I didn't know. And he said, no. I said, are you on drugs? No. I could not figure out, and we don't need to know. But as a young married man, I wondered why. And he was paralyzed, totally. You know, children, obey your parents. The Bible says, he that curseth father and mother, let him die the death. And so I was thinking about that. And I think we need to teach our children that they need to respect their parents. That is a command of God. We may have to teach them through discipline. But again, we need to be careful in that we do it right. And in spite of us, I know I didn't do it right all the time. And so Romans 13 says that we are to respect, give honor to the authorities. And I have to be careful at work that I get drug into a conversation about our president. And I don't feel we should do that. As Christians, we need to respect our president, as wrong as he may be. The Bible says the office requires that we need to respect. Well, the home is the training ground to teach our children to respect one another. And I believe, as I said earlier, it must be taught early in life. If we don't teach it, where will they learn it? That's our responsibility. I said this morning, but more is caught than taught. And I believe that. I believe that our children are not dumb. Our children know when father or mother does not respect their spouse. They are not blind. They are not deaf. And they know. And so we as parents have a lot of work to do. I believe that teaching our children to be respectful begins with practical things like showing respect for their brothers and sisters. Probably in sharing toys. A good place to start. Teach them to be respectful to each other. The flesh says it's mine. I'm going to keep it and you're not going to get it. And if you get it, I'm going to get it back. And you know how it goes. A good place to start. In the little things at home. Show respect. And I'm amazed again too, and I'm blessed by it, that parents come with little children, whether it's our grandchildren, whether it's children in the church, and the parents say, now look, these people are old, and you gather up the toys, because so they don't have to get down here and gather them up. And they're teaching them that, and I see them respond. I'm not sure we responded that way in my generation, but I see these parents telling their children, little children, all right, gather up the toys. We want to clean up the house here for these people. And they do it. And I'm blessed by it. Somewhere there's some training. And I say it's good. Now here in Ephesians, it says, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. But I'm going to say older siblings, be careful. I know how older siblings like to torment those little ones. And it's all right, but know when to stop. Respect them. They are human beings. They have feelings. Respect them. I believe it involves respect in strict obedience to parents. And that's where husband and wife need to work together. They need to respect their parents. Mother needs to teach the child to respect their father. Father needs to teach the child to respect their mother. And we could go to school teachers. And I think we as parents, we may not agree with the teacher. Whether we do or not, we still teach our children to respect the teacher. If you have a problem with the teacher, you go talk to the teacher. Don't express yourself to your children, because they're going to pick up on it right away. Well, I have a terribly bad teacher. She or he is awful because my parents said so. And they'll probably go back and tell the teacher that. We live in glass houses. And if you ever taught school, you know what happens. I didn't teach much, but I substituted. And it was amazing what I learned that day about homes and about parents. We need to teach respect. And we need to teach respect for the ministers, our leaders. I know, and we have, as leaders, need to respect our children. After our youngest son was ordained to the ministry, I asked him, you know, the last child, our first children say, look, he's getting away with a lot more than what we got away with. We need to respect them all the same. I asked our youngest son, I said, how did you feel about our training? How did you feel about my ministry? I know of ministers who have shared with me personally that they had no respect for their father as a minister because he was gone. The church was more important to him than we were. And I had a minister confess to me, maybe 5 years ago, he finally got victory over that. He went for help. We need to respect our children. I asked him, I said, how do you feel? Are there any scars for me being away too much? And he said, no. He remembers the good times that we had at home. We spent time together. They say about prime time, every time you're home's prime time. Not just special time, but anytime you're home, try to be prime time. But we need to respect our children. I've had some young people, and I was away from home. I was at another church a couple hours away. And I preached there that night, and outside I met two young men. And I didn't know, well, the one I knew partly. I began to talk to them, and they wouldn't talk at first. And I thought, this is strange. And here they weren't members of that church. They were just there visiting. Finally, I got them to open up, and we got to talking. And this is what they told me. They finally said, this is amazing to us. And I still didn't know what they were talking about. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, for us to be able here, to stand here and talk to, well, they knew us a bishop, like this, we can't believe. I said, don't you talk to your bishop? No. Doesn't he talk to you? No. Oh, yeah. When he has something to say to us, discipline, then he comes and talks to us. That shocked me. I believe as church leaders, we have to respect our young people. If we want them to respect us, and I think we need to communicate to our young people. I like to communicate to young people because I learn a lot of things communicating to young people. And I also learned that some of these young people were scared of the ordained, of the ministry, scared of them. So I asked one time, why are you scared of us? I don't know, just scared of you. Well, maybe that's reverence or respect to a degree, but it shouldn't bring that type of fear. Even in disciplining, we need to go in love. Even in excommunication, we need to go in love. That's hard, but we need to do it. We need to do that. We need to respect each other. I say, if that's the case, shame on us as leaders. Shame on us. We must show respect. And so we must teach our children to respect others. Don't look down at others. One of the reasons that we have a concern about so much sports and so much competition and so on is that we lose respect for each other. We become good at what we're doing. We kind of look down our nose at others. We need to be careful about that. We're working on that. You know, I'm looking at a generation in our society. If we fail as godly parents to teach our children, the problem will grow into disrespect for others. No respect for others' property. We need to teach that. Respect for property. Respect for other people's property. And it goes from that to vandalism. Even to being disrespectful to animals and what have you. It just goes on and on. We have a firebug in our area, and it's getting real close home. But I believe it's somebody that has no respect for anybody else. How can they go out and burn a man's farm, burn his cattle, burn his business? No, it's someone who has no respect for others. And I believe it's a general defiance of God. No respect for God, no respect for authority. And I think we need to teach our children the common courtesies, such as, excuse me, that's not hard to do, or thank you, or I'm sorry. I think adults need to work on that. You find it easy to say, if you've done something, you've hurt your spouse, you find it easy to say, I'm sorry. We need to teach that. Be respectful. I think we need to be teaching our children to be respectful when adults are talking. I know that if there's an emergency, the child can come up, but I've seen so many children come up for nothing and just keep interrupting and interrupting. I think we need to teach them to respect their elders, respect the older ones. I think then as parents, we need to find the opportunity that we can stop and pay attention to the child. What do you want? What can I help you with? It works both ways. I think as parents, if we're going to build respect in our children, we need to build an attitude of trust toward each other as parents. Children need to be able to trust. They need security. And so we need to start. We need to show our children that we love each other, but we need to respect the boundaries that God has set. I think as our children see that we love each other and respect each other, it will be a great teacher to them. As parents, what is our attitude toward authority? I mentioned this a little bit. Do we talk openly about our dislikes, disrespect of someone? We need to be careful. Again, be it in the school, church, whatever. How about when the police stop us, if they do? I don't know why they would. I don't think I've been stopped in 30 years. I was stopped as a young person. Yes, I was stopped within 30 years. Not long ago, I was stopped. And I knew there was something wrong, but I didn't know what. The officer didn't seem comfortable. He kept looking at my wife, and then he looked at me, and then he looked at my wife, and finally said, "You know why I stopped you?" And I said, "No, I don't." We said, "You were driving 65 mile an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone." Now, what was I supposed to say? I knew I wasn't. I absolutely was not. I said, "Well, I find that surprising. I saw you sitting above my house when I pulled out, and I'm sure I wasn't doing over the speed limit the whole way down here." And I was getting my license out, and I was trying to be respectful, and after Biddy, he said, "Never mind. You're not the right one." I said, "Thank you," and he left. And while we were sitting there, my wife said, "A van went by just like ours." He said to me, he ducked me. I assume that this individual got away. But point is, are we respectful? You know, we have our children sitting in the back seat. Police pulls over, and you were speeding. And you argue with him that you weren't. You know you're guilty. And when it's over, he walks away, you know, and you get away with it. And then you say, "Well, I guess I told him." All these little ears in the back seat. What are we teaching? We need to respect. I remember a brother from our congregation coming out of New York, and there's a long hill there, and you can get up speed. And he did. Coming home from a funeral, police pulled him over in New York, came up and told him he was speeding, and he said, "Yeah, I believe I was. I wasn't paying attention." Anyhow, they talked a while, and I think he gave him a ticket. I'm not sure, a warning or something. When he was done, he said to the officer, he said, "Sir, I want to thank you for doing your job." And you know, the officer didn't know what to say. He didn't say anything for a little bit. And then he said, "Thank you." They don't hear that very often. They don't get respect. And I thought that was good that he would share with him, "Thank you, sir, for doing your job." And we should. That shows respect. What is our attitude toward God? Do we really love God? I touched on this morning. Do our children see that God is very important in our life? We reverence God. The Bible says we're to reverence Him. Respect Him. Our children, in our prayers, know that we need God, that God is real, and we need Him. We call upon Him when we have concerns. We call upon Him when we have concerns for our children. We need to pray for our children, I believe, in front of them. Nothing wrong with praying for them in front of them. Pray for them. Be careful what we pray, but we need to pray for them, that they know that God is part of our life. He's real. In Isaiah 53, we read it every time that we have council meeting. No, communion. I'm going to turn to it. I guess it's a tradition of ours, but we've not given it up, and I hope we don't give it up. We read Isaiah 53 before the message. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Sometimes we wonder, did Jesus really go through the things that we're going through? He did, and more. He was not respected. It says, he was despised and rejected. Do we respect him? I believe that'll go a long ways. We need to respect him. Respect for others. The older man coming in the church. I'm rushing in. Maybe it's not in church. Maybe it's somewhere else. A man in a walker. We just hardly have time to wait till he goes, and we hardly have room to pass him, but I think we need to be careful. Respect him. Respect the elders. Respect the older ones. We need to teach that. Open the door for someone. All kinds of little things that we can do in order to teach our children to respect. Other people teach their children to respect. I remember going into a little store one day, and a man saw me coming, had my suit on. He grabbed the door and said, "Father, going in." Well, he misunderstood who I was. But he was respectful. Respectful. How about parents? How respectful are you as you're traveling down 81... Turnpike, 70, whatever's out here. And there's an excess road coming on. And you have cars beside you and behind you, and here comes this car on. Do I respect him and slow down, let him come on? Or do I feel like blowing my horn and telling him, by that, get out of my road? That's a challenge for me. I've had some close calls, and so I try to slow down and let them come on. They need room. I need to respect the other drivers. And so in conclusion, how do we raise a respectful family in a disrespectful society? They must see father and mother showing love and respect to each other. I think that's of utmost importance. Do I show respect to my spouse? If I do, they will catch it. They will see it. I believe that we must live, show respect to each other in such a way that it teaches them the value of moral issues. Some parents are very loose. We need to respect, as I said earlier, the boundaries of God. We need to teach our young people in courtship the boundaries. Hands off. Hands off, I feel, is the best. There are boundaries. I remember exactly what my mother told me when I started to date. It was for me, it was personally, but it was from her heart to mine. And I still remember what she said. And I believe today that that has kept me from many a pitfall. In my work, I had many opportunities, but I remembered what she said. And so there must be boundaries. There must be respect for each other. It begins in courtship. It begins when we're young. Fathers and mothers showing respect for authority, wherever that's at. Wherever the authority is required, the church, the school, the state, the president, wherever, there must be a real respect for God. We need to read and study God's word because we respect it. It's God's word. Use it as a guide in life and talk about it in front of our children so they learn to respect God's word. Fourthly, as parents, we must show respect to our children and be not a respecter of persons. We need to treat our children alike. I could go to the Bible where some parents thought more of one child than they did the other. And that's not being respectful. Respect each one personally. Personal attention to the child. And this doesn't come by the way of the flesh, but I believe by and through the work of the Holy Spirit, the power of God, and through the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I say tonight, may God richly bless you, the Holy Spirit. Help us to show real respect as parents to all areas of life so that our children can catch what it means to be respectful. Lord bless you is my prayer.